Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One question on the Massachusetts ballot next month asks whether a state law prohibiting discrimination in public accommodations on the basis of gender identity should be abolished. Efforts to repeal the law began almost as soon as it went on the books. This morning, WBUR's Steve Brown outlines this debate over ballot question number 3.
The law at issue here makes it illegal to deny service to transgender people in hotels, stores, restaurants, or other public places. It was overwhelmingly passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Baker and has been in effect for a little over 2 years.
When that law went into effect in 2016, it changed my life.
Kelly Jenkins says she knows what it is like to be discriminated against because of her gender identity.
I've been refused service in a restaurant simply for being transgender. I've been asked to leave a place. Asked is a polite word. I've been told to leave a place for using the women's restroom. And those things have a lasting impact on me that I still have with me when I moved up here to Massachusetts.
Jenkins came here from Eastern Tennessee back in 2014, 2 years before the transgender public accommodation law was passed. She's been working as a teaching assistant at Wellesley Middle School for the past 3 years, and she expects to have her own classroom next year. The law empowers Jenkins to be what she calls her authentic self.
I'm still nervous that I'm going to be discriminated against, but I know I have this law in this state that it protects me, and it gives me the ability to do my job and feel fairly safe so that I can go out there in the world and make a difference and teach these children.
Jenkins says she knew she made the right decision to come to Massachusetts when she arrived for her job interview and spotted a giant rainbow flag inside the school. Her co-workers, including Eileen Sharp, say Jenkins is an asset to the school.
She's a great teacher. She's a phenomenal colleague. She's collegial. She's willing to share parts of herself and her story with our staff and with students in a classroom that's studying gender identity and expression.
Sharp questions claims by those who say they oppose the law because of a safety risk created by its requirement that transgender people can use restrooms and locker rooms consistent with their stated identities.
Acting in an appropriate and respectful manner, no matter what restroom you're in, is important. And I don't see it as an issue that transgender people are more dangerous than people who are not transgender.
Still, opponents of the law argue in this TV commercial that safety and privacy are at risk.
What does Massachusetts Question 3 mean to you? It means any man who says he is a woman can enter a woman's locker room, dressing room, or bathroom at any time, even convicted sex offenders.
The law's opponents moved quickly after it was enacted 2 years ago, gathering the necessary 34,000 signatures to get the repeal on the ballot.
I believe that it is a danger to all women and children in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Debbie Dugan chairs the group Keep Massachusetts Safe, which is backing the repeal effort.
It's not about discrimination. It is truly about safety and privacy in these public spaces where women are partially dressed. You know, they're either changing in and out of a swimsuit, or they are changing, trying on clothes at a Macy's, for instance, or they've gone into a public bathroom to use, and our locker rooms, you know, for our daughters.
The desire for privacy and safety, Dugan says, is common sense. Despite warnings from opponents of the law that it puts safety at risk, a recent study from the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law finds that the Massachusetts public accommodations laws that include gender identity do not affect the number or frequency of criminal incidents in restrooms, locker rooms, or changing rooms. There are some concerns on both sides that voters may be confused over how to cast their ballots, since the wording of the referendum is not entirely clear. A yes vote keeps the transgender public accommodations law on the books. A no vote repeals it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.